We haven't ordered a wake-up call. What kind of nutter are you?
You ordered it through text phone machine, right? £7 a minute.
We ordered nothing.
We're not home right now, or the internet's down, or we're on another call, so leave a message. Thank you.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Skype, but that's fixed now. Not having trouble with the video feed, though. Milkman, you got me on speakerphone again? Because I'm hearing myself. You can't have me on speakerphone.
Yo.
You can't have me on speakerphone if we're going to be doing the show. What's that? Huh?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you, but you had me on speakerphone or something. It was like coming in with an echo. You can't do that. What's that about? You know better than that.
Alright.
You know you're not supposed to do that, Milkman. Huh? Jeez. How you doing, Milkman? How you been? How was your week?
All right. What's going on here, manito?
Not much. Just here ready to
Hey, man, I got this great recipe, man. I'm anxious to try out for chuka.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. My buddy sent me this awesome recipe. Killer, man. Homegrown, you know. It's like family recipe from the islands, man. So I'm going to let you know how it turns out as soon as I get it.
As far as I know, I gave it to you on the phone. Like, I gave it to you over the phone, and it's an easy recipe. You need me to, you know what I mean? You need me to, like...
Yeah, I'll share it with you. Yeah, no problem, dude. I'll share it with you, man. I think you'll like it. You probably even had something like it before.
Yeah, okay, probably, maybe. But you're kind of far away, so how are you going to share it with me? You know what I mean? I mean, hello. Give me a second.
Well, you know you're something, dude. Come on, man. It's the willingness. It's the intention that really counts.
Is it raining over there in California where you're at all? At all? Because it's like dry as bone. Dry as bones here, man.
Well, there's plenty of weed around here from what I hear.
I wasn't talking about that. I was just saying it's just dry. Like, physically, the weather is very dry. Very dry. I'm not talking about that, Milkman. I don't do that kind of stuff, that nasty stuff anymore. It is Madhouse Radio for a Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We got a lot going on tonight. It is October the 13th. You're listening to Carlito and Milkman calling in via the Satellite Link Up Center. He's over in the Satellite Center in the East Coast in our East Coast Bureau. You know, Milkman, that's something that doesn't exist that much anymore. You know, all the big news companies, CBS and CNN. Remember, they used to have a bureau, you know, and like in LA, they'd always have a bureau there. It was like their little head of operation kind of area there, you know, and you know, they have one like in Tel Aviv or London. And from what I understand, like newspapers and TV stations and networks and stuff like that, they don't really do that anymore. It's not like a big thing.
Welcome to the corporate world of the corporate media, dude. It's all one voice. Haven't you noticed that lately?
Yeah, man, it's all, they're all the same size of the same, or different size of the same coin. That's what Alex Jones says about the whole situation. I had to get some tea over here.
There you go. Yeah, man, one voice, one world voice, dude. One world program, one spoon feed for everybody.
It sucks.
Yeah, man, you need to cut your hair, bro.
Yeah, this is the longest my hair's been in years. It's kind of scary looking to some people.
You gotta fluff it back up, dude. I mean, I don't even see your hat.
My hat's right here. Here it is. It's right next to the adobo. The pranking hat's right here.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You're making me hungry with the adobo, you know.
Yeah, man. What did I have today? tonight. I just had ravioli, and I made the collard greens, as a matter of fact. I bought a bag of collard greens, Milkman. And
whoa!
I
love collard greens, man.
Yeah, collard greens.
You put bacon grease in yours?
No, this one I just put a little touch of olive oil. I had onion, and I used a packet of that Italian dressing stuff by Good Seasons.
You got the gourmet collard greens.
And some sea salt. Sea salt.
I use sea salt now too, bro.
Yep, and adobo in it also, man. And I was looking at the adobo bottle and said, you know what, I should put it on the cam today. So there you go, adobo, everybody. Condiment of the gods. Send in your numbers request tonight.
Adobo, Ricardo, and Sazon, man. Those right there are the staple key cornerstones of some of the finest cooking on the planet.
We got culantro, cilantro. Great stuff. All right, well, thanks, everyone, who's joining us tonight. I see Kokanee's in the house. Good to see him. Corruption, one of the owners of one of the Madhouse CDs out there. A lot of other people. I'll give you all introductions later on. I'm a little, frazzled right now. I'm just trying to get the show settled down here. We got a prank request here from us. You can send those if you want. If you're on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, send your prank request to me over Madhouse Radio. That's the username. Screen name of me, Madhouse Radio, if you're on AOL or Yahoo Messenger. If you're on MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Don't know, Milkman. I see, I know you and I were talking about the upcoming election. What date is that? Is that going to be the 7th or the 13th? No one even really isn't enthused. It's such an important election. What is election day?
Yeah, I think it's the 13th.
The Democrats are losing lawsuits. Yeah. Election day. That's not a Friday. No, it's always on a Wednesday, right? It's always the first Wednesday or something. It's the second Tuesday of November, usually. That's what it is, right? Something like that.
Super Tuesday.
Election day is Tuesday, the 2nd of November, Milkman. You are going to be showing up late to work. And late to vote as well.
No way.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how you vote or how many times you vote. Just vote on the 2nd. That's coming up pretty soon. I've got my ballot somewhere.
Dude, it's all in the paper, man. It's all in the paper.
I got this ballot right here. I got my mail-in ballot. I'm actually going to be taking it in
there
person.
There you go.
Right here, see? I'm doing my civic duty.
Awesome, dude. You got it checked right. Mickey Mouse. Awesome.
Yeah, I got it. That's for a governor. Mickey Mouse always gets like
50. Awesome. Mickey Mouse for governor and town mayor.
Mickey Mouse normally gets like a good 15 votes in every election, I think, in Orlando.
Go figure.
Don't work too hard on that one. Alright, I'm going to pull up the Lonesome Loser log here. And then we're going to do some prank calls. Milkman, anything you want to do, like a prank call wise? Give me an idea, something we can do.
Oh my goodness. Have you, how long has it been since we've done any UK wake up calls?
Just about every week, sir, but we can do it.
I tell you, one of the funniest, if you get a chance, maybe you could pull it out of the logs and play that Manchester Pub call.
Manchester Pub? The Red
Bull?
Yeah,
that's the one
with
the old lady comes on there.
Oh, yeah.
Starts screaming and has her son coughing at you.
Oh, yeah, you want to play that? Yeah, I can play that.
Kind of like, if you would pull that out, maybe just kind of throw that out for a flavoring of some of the fun we've had with our wake-up calls. Some of our people that have come along in the more recent times may not have enjoyed some of the stylings and flavorings of the adobo-flavored Madhouse of days earlier, and they could just get a little taste and idea why we enjoy so much calling to our compatriots over there in the Madhouse of England and the UK in general.
Good point, Milkman. Good point. Very good. All excellent points. You're hitting the nail on the head tonight. So let's go ahead and do that, if I can remember what it's called. I think it's just called Manchester Pub, right? We got a series of calls after
that.
Yeah,
I think it was.
It's the Red Bull. What is it called? The Red Bull Pub or something? Or it's called the Bull's Head The Bull's Head.
Hog's Head or something. Hog's Head or Bull's Head.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. I got it right here. We'll play that. I'm going to get some numbers here in front of me. We'll start doing some pranks. Enjoy this. Give me... Whatever.
What's that fun noise? Bloop, bloop, bloop. Hello?
How am I supposed to know? Who are you?
The super from the building. How are you?
The super from what building?
Your building. The pub?
Yeah? The pub?
Yeah, I just bought the pub. I won it in a bet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the American who owns your company now.
We're not a company.
Well, no, the pub. I own the pub now.
Oh, what's your name?
Jack Valenti. I just wanted to call and introduce myself, see how you're doing, let you know how I'm going to be running things.
But why would you be phoning us at this time of the morning?
Well, it's not morning. It's evening over here in America still.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's morning.
Well, it's an international transaction. Don't speak over me. I'll fire you. You understand?
Too late. I've already been fired, love, so you can't fire me.
You know what?
I don't know who the hell you
think.
That's
it. Get out.
Well, you don't have to.
You're fired. You're fired. And don't try to take any of the beer, because I know you. I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
Really?
I'm on to you.
Full of shit.
You're full of shit. You're fired. How much is your last paycheck supposed to be? You tell me I'm going to take away 10% for your attitude.
Why don't you go piss off? Because I don't know who you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're an asshole.
I'm your owner now. I own you. I bought you.
I don't care who the hell you are.
I have your contract.
You know, if you're the owner, you come down here now.
I can't now.
Come down here now to the pub.
I'm in America, remember? You don't listen very much. You must be drinking on the job.
Really? Is that correct?
Are you drunk? You see, that's why I'm firing
really?
You.
Really? If you think so, sweetheart. If you really think so.
You're very saucy.
I'm a really.
Yeah, you're a lot of attitude. That's why I got so many complaints about you. I'm firing you.
Really? Did you? And
yes.
Did you get these complaints off?
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Walker.
Who the hell is he?
He comes in there all the time. He said that the other day you threw a bottle of beer at him and it hit
really
him.
Really did. Oh, do you know what? You're an absolute star. Are you sure you're not off the TV? You're not on the stage because you're a right joker.
You're a right joker.
I have no idea what you're saying, sweetheart. All I know is you need
to... No, well, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. Don't know who you are.
Do you not speak English?
You're just an absolute... You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're homeless and you're jobless. You're
really?
Yes.
No, so be it.
Okay, then get out of
so
my...
be it.
Get out of my pub.
Oh, when would you like me to go?
10 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Get out now.
Well, I'll tell you what, well, you come here and you get me out.
I can't be there now. I told you I'm in another country.
Well, then you're full of shit then, aren't you?
How much have you had to drink today on the job? I'm going to take it out of your last paycheck. Tell me.
Are you really?
That's right.
You don't even know who I am.
Yes, you're the woman who's...
You know what my name is?
Yes.
What am I called?
Majuli.
You got that one wrong, didn't you?
No, I know. I have all this documentation.
No, you haven't got a clue. What's the name of this pub?
I have your social security number. It's the Bull's Head, but
you
it's...
You haven't got... Have you really? I doubt it.
But I bought it. I'm changing the name. I'm changing the name.
You make a living out of doing this.
I'm changing...
We phoned here before.
Oh, really?
We phoned here.
How do you know?
We phoned here at 5 o'clock in the morning about 3 weeks ago.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Because I bloody well live here, and you disturbed us, and you woke us up.
So you were all just happened to be sleeping on the job now, huh? Sleeping on the job.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Sleeping
you
on the job.
You tosser. Do you make a living out of doing this to people? Do you love doing it? Do you think that you are some great person?
I'm very good.
You're not.
I'm the great Jack Valenti from America.
You are nobody. You're an arsehole.
What's a tosser? What's that?
Oh, do you not know? It's called a wanker off.
A wanker off?
A wanker. Do you not know what a wanker is? Well, being American, you're probably a bit thick.
A thick?
Go look it up in a dictionary.
I weigh about 380 pounds. What's that in kilograms?
Hey, are you really? You know, you think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
I'm very...
You really think you're so clever.
Are you awake now?
Well, I would love to know, am I awake? Am I awake? It's 10 to 4 in the fucking morning.
It's actually 10 to 11 p.m.
Is it really? Well, it might be 10 to 11 where you are.
In America?
Here in the UK, sweetheart, it's 10 to 4.
Well, here, where we kicked your ass in the American Revolution.
You were such a good businessman,
and
didn't you already know this?
We live in the greatest country in the world.
Would know what time it was.
You wish.
But you obviously don't know, do you? Because you are one fucking twat. I've got somebody who'd like to speak to you. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Have a good chat with the wanker at the end of the
Hello.
girlfriend died.
Oi, oi, listen to me.
Oi. Tell her to shut up.
I'm asking what?
What radio station he's from.
Did you hear that? Oh, it probably is.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Would you tell that woman to shut her goddamn mouth up?
Oh, listen to me, you fucking yank, right? My fucking mum prick face.
That is the Manchester Pub. We now go to Tuck. We now go to Tuck Live, where apparently, breaking news here, Tuck is in the middle of a conversation with a drunk the dead milkman. I don't know if you knew that the dead's been drinking again, and he's had an alcohol problem for quite some time. Tuck, are you there?
Oh, my God! Awesome!
Hey, yeah, you have it muted, and the dad's been over here trying to
bring
get
on the
beaters. To you about whatever he has trying to talk to you about.
All right, well, let me call the dad. Stay on the phone with him over there, all right?
All right.
Milkman,
yeah,
I'm going to
call you, by the way.
All right, I'm calling, I'm going to call the dad. Apparently he has something to talk. The dad's a good friend of yours, right, Milkman? You like the dad. You don't have any problems.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy, man. He's a little deranged. He likes to... intense and sticking him in his butt and free cum dripping, but he's actually a very cool guy.
The guy
all jokes aside.
He admitted
really
to us, he did admit to us all that he likes to put those incense sticks in his ass and pre cum and something, a bunch of nasty fucking shit.
Yeah, and lay down on the porch.
I lay down on the porch.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check your directory.
The number's not in service. I need the number. We'll get that soon. Hang on, wait a minute. They're right there on the other side. Hang on, let me unmute Tuck and tell him. Hey, Tuck.
Did Tuck send the right number?
Tuck, can you check that number you sent me? Because it's telling me it's out of service. Hello, Tuck.
708, not 780.
Okay, got it. There we go. That's what. You're back there. Hang on, Dad, we're coming.
Oh, man, you ought to get the conference line maybe going.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's an even better idea.
Put him in the conference line, and then that way we could all have a little bit of fun and join in, and people would like to, you know, meet the dead. You know, they might have a chance to join up if they actually show up in the conference line this week.
I don't know. When we get too many people on there, it gets kind of crazy, and the dead has a habit of just going off for a long time. Let's see if we can rein the dead in first.
All right, let's do that.
We've tried this. We've tried this with the dead before, and then it just becomes a whole clusterfuck of fuckingness.
I got you.
You know how the dead is, man. And I've said it before.
Yeah, well, you do have the power of the big key, though. You got the big brass key. You can always get the big M for mute, but let's get him on the phone first before he passes out.
I'm fucking kidding. 708. There we go. I got him now. Fuck. Lonesome Loser will be joining us at the top of the hour, or a little bit after that, and he'll be sending in a lot of numbers as usual. We're also going to give a call to Zolar, who was in the news for a prank he played in front of President Barack Obama this week. We got that news story coming in a moment.
Hello.
Hi. The dad, are you drinking?
Yeah, because I just fucking did my midterms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got this shit tucked away, so I'm like, fuck it. And I got really, really intoxicated in half a year or something. So.
Oh, man. Dude, did you go to Sam's and buy like a whole case or something? Isn't that what you usually do?
No, I did a whole 20 percent battle, actually 40 proof.
Of what?
So I'm going tequila.
Tequila?
Yeah.
Oh wow, and you drank the whole bottle?
And that's kind of F to me up, and You know, because I've been fucking doing... I've been at school for the whole month, and I've finished my third exam, so I'm like, fuck it, and I did it, so... You know, and you fucking called me, so, you know, I'm, like, fucking talking and shit.
Awesome,
so.
Dude. So what classes did you have a midterm in? What are you in right now this semester? You got a full-time full-time or part-time?
No, I'm full-term. History 301, history before 1865, you know, when the Civil War ended.
Okay.
I'm taking criminal justice, probation and parole, and I'm taking American federal government, you know, political science, American federal government.
Okay.
And American federal government's kind of fucking easy, so...
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's kind of fucking easy, so I'm doing good in it, so.
That's good.
And, you know, history and the criminal justice are both, like, level 300, 400 classes.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So it's, like, pure essay format.
Oh, fuck, the tests are all essays, and it's a history class? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's a pure essay format, because, you know, it's not, like, community college or anything, like, multiple choice and stuff.
No.
Even with the political science, it's a fucking pure essay. So, you know, you have to memorize the shit, and you have to, you know, write in pure essay format.
Oh, fuck.
And
that.
It's like, fucks you up.
Alright, well, fuck that. We'll get right back to that. Dad, you want to sit in for a prank call? You could even do it if you want. I got a Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles. Dialing him in right now.
You know what? I'll sit in, but I'm not going to do it. I might do it next week.
Alright, we'll sit in. It's connecting right now.
Yeah,
hi, is this the Chinese place and shit? Hello?
It's Yanqiao Restaurant.
Yeah, hey, I was wanting to make an order. I want need 3 number 4s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
4 number 2s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1 chicken 23. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Okay, you come and pick up.
Uh-huh, yeah, then I need 1 XLR7. Hello? Hello, sir? Sir, please. Dad, you got anything from? Dad's not saying anything.
She hung up.
I hung up on her. I'm the one that did the hanging up here, sir. Let's continue. Yeah. I was listening to a prank call the other day you did where you were looking for a security alarm job. You remember that? You said you were with ADT, but you said ADD at first. And the guy's like, what? You're like, hi, I'm with ADD, ADT.
I wasn't in the right state of mind, so I don't remember that.
That was funny. I'm going to play that later. That was a good
prank call. Maybe that was when we had ED, I believe.
It was on the rotation.
Hey,
I tuned it in and I heard it. Milkman.
Milkman, why haven't you been fucking calling me? You used to call me and now you, like... kind of refrained by that. What the hell, man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Same thing here.
I would call you several times, and the dad intercepted the calls, and he seemed like he got kind of pissed off. So I got to kind of watch out when you're actually there, because sometimes you're not there, or if I call, you're busy.
Your dad's
Dude,
picking up the
what
phone.
What the fuck you haven't called me in forever, man. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Milkman's not calling anybody.
Dad did got mad at me last time, so I got to admit I've been a bad boy because Dad did got mad and I was afraid. So, all right, I'll give you a call then tomorrow, man, but I'm so glad to hear that you're doing well.
Yeah, call me sometime tomorrow, like around 12 o'clock. I'll be sure to pick up.
All right, so. Ladies.
Okay,
ladies, I know you're having this beautiful moment right
now. Hey, Carlito, before he goes on, ask him to tell you about that raspberry-flavored beer he buys for like $10 a bottle.
Good afternoon, Colon Hydrotherapy Clinic. Vanessa speaking.
Yes, hi. Is this the Colon Hydrotherapy Center machine?
Yes, it is.
Listen, I'm coming over for some special treatments on my aeroplane, and I need to see you about getting an appointment here. I'm paying with U.S. dollars. I don't have any insurance. Does Australia have anything like the HIPAA laws of the United States regarding Health Insurance Privacy and Information Act?
Look, I'm really not sure, to be honest, in regards to this, I'm not sure. You probably need to talk to one of the practitioners.
Yeah, I have technical questions about the procedure that I want to make at a high level.
Yeah, of course. So I can.
Are you entry level or what are you? What level are you?
I'm the receptionist.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Okay, sweetie. Thank you, honey.
Sorry? Excuse me?
Go ahead and put me through to a man practitioner or male nurse. I thought you said you had someone else there.
Yeah, that's okay. I can do that. He's not available at the moment, so I'm just going to have to get your details so he can give you a call back.
No, but you said you had a practitioner there, and now you're getting a little sassy. What's this about?
No, I said I could. I need to put you onto a practitioner.
I want to rate those receptionists.
Sorry?
That's my son on
the
phone.
I can't hear you.
Don't say that to Dad.
Can I rape you?
Thank you to Dad.
Thank you to Dad.
Thank you for
ruining
the prank call.
Thank you for ruining the prank call.
Good work to Dad.
Good work to Dad.
There's an echo
now.
Dean is trying to say, oh my God, I rape you.
The Dad, I was getting her all sassy and upset. You had to be like, I want to rape you. We can't say that. That's not responsible to Dad. To say stuff like that.
He got hot. I think Peter got hot is the problem.
Dad, no. You can't. Don't talk like that, Dad. If you're gonna talk like that, no. No.
You got your free cum going now, Peter.
We don't talk like that on the air, Dad. Be nice. He's on still, Dad. Shame on you. You don't care. He knows to be quiet. That's what the Dead is here for. He's here to make those dirty comments, like only the Dead can. I would prefer you talk about your pre-cum and stuff like that when they put the hose in your ass. Don't just come out with the rape thing, because then I gotta, you know, then you're threatening a woman with rape. And I don't want to call her back anymore, because then it's gonna be like this big international debacle, the Dead. Did I hang up? I think I did hang up on him. Hang on, my bad. Let me call him back in.
I
hung up on the wrong one. I meant to hang up on her over there because she was giving me an echo. She had hung up, but it was giving an echo back.
Right.
I think I meant to mute him, and I think it was a hang up, but. Answer to Dad. Don't be a girl. I know you're listening right now. Answer the fucking phone. Hey.
We're not home right now. Or the internet's down, or we're on another call, so leave your message. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. Press or stop talking.
Did you hear the Dead's voicemail? Milkman, did you hear that? That's funny. I want to hear that again. Let's call it back. Hang on. I got to hear the Dead's voicemail. Don't pick up the Dead. We don't want to talk to you anymore. We just want your voicemail. We're done with you. The Dead's been done already on air. He saw September 10th. If the internet is down. The internet may be down, everybody. That explains it.
We're not home right now. or the internet's down, or we're on another call, so leave your message. Thank you.
Record your message.
Okay, we still got to start putting that on people's outgoing answer machines and stuff, man, whenever we get a chance. I got to isolate. Milkman and Tuck, put that on the big board, please. Tuck's on. Hang on, let me take Tuck off of mute. Actually, what I can do here, hang on. Durr. Milkman, are you still there? Can you still hear me? Milkman! Ah, fuck.
Hello?
Hey, man, sorry about that. I hit the
wrong button. There you are. Okay, cool, man. Sorry about that.
I hit the wrong button. I think I hit the wrong button over there, buddy.
Okay, cool.
I'm in my fault. Give me a second here.
Awesome. All right.
That doesn't answer, but that's his fucking voicemail is fucking epic. I love it. You gotta love the dead, man. So, Nunu is throwing around an idea with us over here. Nunu talking about, what was it? Christmas carols that we could call in to the UK. And I'm like, dude, it's not even Halloween yet. Do they even do Halloween outside of the United States? They do it in Puerto Rico. They do the 4th of July in Puerto Rico because they just want a day off. And I was like, whatever. It's 4th of July. We get to go to the beach. Just like the gringos do on the mainland.
Nina's always got something crazy cooking.
All right, we're going to get to some more prank calls here, of course. We're doing our normal kind of warming up, letting people settle in. We do this show for about 3 hours, so we finish it about 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time. This is Madhouse Radio. It's currently 10:35 p.m. Eastern, 7:35 Pacific, and something like 3 a.m. on the in the UK, GMT, and for a large portion of our European audience.
That's right, and if you missed it, we had a guest appearance from the dead, none other than, who may come back, come to and call back into the show later, so stay tuned for some more crazy action.
The dead interested in colon hydrotherapy and interested in raping receptionists tonight. And then I dropped this call as a result of the confusion and malarkey. And now he's not picking up. And then we heard his voicemail. There you go. Now we're going to call a barbecue place in San Jose, California.
Hermano, you know what happened. AT&T security is already tracking the dead as we speak now, so he had to disconnect his internet.
Probably, because, you know, Australia, they have extradition laws with the United States. So they're one of our partners of CETO, the Southeast Asian Trade Organization.
Call is now being traced by AT&T security and call tracing network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
There's your proof right there. That was very loud. Sorry, everybody. I gotta fix that soundboard machine. I'm gonna bring it down a toss.
Blue Rock Barbecue, this is Michelle.
Hey, what do you say there, Big Michelle? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, big girl. I had a question about the barbecue sauce.
Preferably sure.
the low gluten version of it, and what kind of rating it has on the ampersand rating scale.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me get Owen.
Big Owen. Why do I always have to talk about gluten? That'd be bad if I was gluten intolerant. That'd be a bad thing, Milkman.
That thing does eat your baby.
It's in everything. Gluten. It makes things gluey. I wish I was calling Australia again. Let's find more Australian numbers, Milkman, huh, motherfucker? Everybody out there, if you're now, go look up in your Google machine or your whitepages.com, funny businesses and names of people in Australia. It's something like 3 p.m. over there. I don't know. It's afternoon time there tomorrow. We'll be calling into the future.
Life's always got a good line on those. Yeah, I think they are, 15 hours ahead of us there.
Fuck. So it's 11 a.m. over there, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow right there. And they've got four time zones. They've got four time zones out there, though, so it could be very different.
Usually we call the Western Coast because, there's more personnel on the Western Coast. That's Melbourne, Adelaide, Queensland. Sydney. Yeah, on the left coast, you got Perth and then a lot of desert. So usually we kind of go with it.
I got a Pizza Hut up here in Tasmania, Australia. We can give them a call. Well, we're waiting on the other one.
Awesome.
Pizza Hut in Tasmania. What time is it in Tasmania?
It should be the same time as it is East Coast.
Fuck
about
yeah.
15 hours from now.
Owen.
Oh, Owen. Big Owen. Hello. Doing? How you doing there, Big Owen?
Who is this?
This is Valente. How you been?
Good. What are you up to?
I don't need to hire any rudeness over there from the staff when I'm asking it to talk to people who make decisions. I don't appreciate that kind of treatment on the phone.
What can I do for you?
I'm a citizen of the United States of America, and I demand to be treated with respect and dignity.
Well, let's go for it.
I command you to give me the price of a latte.
A latte? I'm sorry, we don't have those.
Perfect, then. And the sauce of barbecue. Gluten in it, yes or no? And what's the scale on the ampersand scale? What's the rating?
The gluten, there is gluten in the barbecue sauce. We have soy sauce in there, so it's that puts gluten in it.
Oh.
We do. If you need a gluten-free sauce, we do have a spicy sauce. We don't put it on the table, but it is gluten-free. It's not raging hot, but it's a little bit sweet, a little bit spicy. It's very popular. And the regular barbecue sauce is with gluten. With that said, if you need that version or that sauce without gluten, I've made special batches for people if that's important to you. I'd be happy to do that, but it normally has gluten in it.
What, are you sick?
Pardon?
What, are you sick? What are you talking about numbers for? What's this about numbers? Why are you yelling at me about numbers? I don't understand what the problem is. Why are you getting fresh with me? What's this about numbers you're talking about, sir? I don't know what to do with it. The prank wasn't going anywhere, Milkman, so I just thought I'd say weird stuff.
That's all right. We got the money shot in.
That was pretty stupid, Milkman. You don't help out when you laugh at like that. Now, what was the last call we did before that? I'm already starting to forget stuff.
You were going to call Pizza Hut in Tasmania.
Oh, is that who I called? Yeah. Why was I talking about barbecue?
I got picked back up because he was on hold. It's a barbecue place.
Hey, Sam, this is Jessica speaking. How can I help you?
Listen, these people over there are explaining to me that there's barbecue over here, and I'm telling them this is no such thing. There's no such
Pardon?
Thing. There's no such thing as barbecue at this place that we're talking about, right?
No, there's barbecue.
Right? Yeah, when I called in and people said, oh, yeah, we have barbecue over here. Why are you people trying to misdirect me, playing jokes and games and screaming about numbers? Where's Owen?
Pardon?
You put that Owen back in the phone with me right now.
Put what, sorry?
That woman, Owen, put him on the phone.
I think you might have the wrong number.
No, let me speak to Owen.
There is no Owen here, I'm sorry.
I swear to God, I just called over there and I spoke to Owen.
No, wrong number, sorry.
What do you do then?
I'm just a waitress.
What place? Where are you?
Pizza Hut in Newtown.
Yeah, but wasn't I just talking to a guy there and his name was Owen and he got upset at me about the spaces?
No.
Oh,
that's
God.
The wrong number.
I'm starting to forget stuff and forgetting who I'm talking to. Do you have any idea?
I don't, sorry.
Okay. Well.
Sorry.
Alright.
Alright, see you later.
Whatever. Bye. I don't know what to tell these people, Milkman. I'm still kind of...
you should ask. I was messaging you, but you didn't get it. I said, ask for Tasman Devil hot sauce on your pizza.
Well, who did I call? I was talking to Owen about gluten. Where's the barbecue?
You called them before that. And then he picked up, but you was on hold, and you dialed the last number that you dialed, which was a Tasmanian Pizza Hut.
No. Yeah, but before that, it was the Blue Rock Barbecue in San Jose, California.
Right.
There we go.
And you got put on hold, and you started to call that other number, and then he picked up finally.
And what happened with that guy? What did he say?
he picked up while you was on hold. He was on hold all that time, and then he picked up as you dialed.
Oh, man. He picked up
so
as I was dialing.
That's why he came on.
Oh, yeah, okay. All
and
right.
Then when you hit redial, it went back to the Tasmanian number, and she answered in Tasmania.
I like making you explain stuff, Milkman. You're all right, man.
The dad does a better job, though.
House of Kebab, coming up. We also called colon hydrotherapy in Sydney, Australia. That was a fun time.
Hello.
We're going to rape them.
Hi.
Hello.
Also, tell me, I'll help you.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask about doing a pickup order there, takeout order.
Sure, what can I get for you?
What?
What can I get for you?
Can I get the number 2, please?
Mostokhira?
Yeah, number 2.
Anything else?
Yeah, and then the kebab meats. Do you have the shrimp kebab at all? Do you do any seafood?
We have whitefish, trout fish.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
I want about pork kebab.
What kind of kebab would you like?
With pork meats.
Pork, we don't serve pork.
Why not?
That's the rule. We just have the beef.
Yeah, but this is, you know, you can make an exception here. I'll bring
no.
in. What if I bring in meats?
We don't have pork, sir.
How much money would it take to make some pork down there? And just for me to eat, and then we clean it afterwards.
We don't have any pork meat, sir.
I clean it with vinegar afterwards. I just want to use your machines.
We don't have it, sir.
I have the pork.
So we cannot make it. You can't make it with yourself.
Listen, when I was in Dubai, they used to, these places had a pork license. You know what I mean? Are you Lebanese or Persian or what are you?
I'm Persian.
Ah, you see, that's why. That's what the problem with you is.
Yeah.
Because you're different.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're Persian, and you think you're better than the rest of Islam, but you're not.
So you want order for something or no?
Yeah, pork kebab.
We don't have pork kebab.
I make the pork kebab. I'll make so it. So
enjoy it. Thank you very much for that.
It's going to taste so good. They got some funky music going on back there, don't they? They did that. Didn't we do a license to pork? Wasn't that a call? We did call Dubai, right? That was me and Ted. Let's look that up. I want to hear that now.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a classic, too. Yeah, look that now for sure.
License to pork, right? And, hey, we've got to do the one that I talked about, the dead working for ADD. I mean, ADT.
Yeah. Well, the dead has ED.
This is the dead. I work for ADD. Oh my god. No. License to pork first, though.
Hey, we got a number in the United Arab Emirates. Al Bayer Cold Store. United Arab Emirates. Home, isn't that where Dubai is? UAE?
Dubai is the thriving metropolis been coming.
Allah, how are you?
Fine.
I'm calling you from the embassy. Hello, I'm calling you from the embassy of the United States of America. How are you, sir?
I'm 1 minute. Hello?
Hello, I am calling you from the United States Embassy of America. And I'm calling on a special investigation. I have reason to believe that you are serving bacon there, sir.
No, we are not selling, sir. We are selling meat only. We are not making anything.
Okay, well, I would like some pork. Bacon burger.
No, we are not selling pork.
Well, I am in the mood for bacon, and I'm an American. This is America, and you will sell me pork.
Hello?
How dare you not sell me pork? This is a free country. And this is a free country, and I would like pork chops and bacon, and you will provide this for me now.
No, I can't. I told you, we are not keeping these items.
Do you have any kosher meat?
No, kosher meat, no pork items.
Do you have any menashevitz?
No, we have chicken, lamb, like that.
But what about bacon burger?
No, we don't have.
Oh, please. I know. Why do you not have bacon? Why not? What is this? Why no pork?
You know, he eats it on
the ground. We are not keeping.
Why are you not keeping pork? You're supposed to keep a supply of pork.
We have a license.
You don't have a pork license?
No pork license.
Well, I have a license. I will make a fake license, and you get the pork for me. Come on, man.
Sounds like the name of a porn, a license to pork.
License to pork.
I don't want your license or anything. Maybe.
I will want you to make me a bacon burger.
My dear, you call someone else. I am not making bacon burger.
Have you ever had
don't
a bacon?
Have a license to pork?
Have you ever had a...
No.
Have you ever had pork? The pork chop? No. He has not had pork.
Madhouse Radio.
It's a big feast and shit. All right, everybody. Madhouse Radio is here. That's me, Carlito. Milkman's on the phone machine as well.
Yeah.
Tuck's spreading love from TeamSpeak as well. Tuck, I tried to call you on the Skype and it didn't work. And, you know, if you want to try again, I'll connect you on there.
I was downstairs.
All right. It was you, Wolf. All right. Coconut's here also. That was a good Baba Booey, wasn't it? That was a good one. Wolf. We're Wolf. All right. You're having a good
What's
time
that
here.
Russian airbag test about?
What was what, Milkman? Explain.
The Russian airbag test there. We got a news clip that was posted in the chat there.
The Russian airbag test. Hang on. Let me see this.
Yeah, so can you post that clip there, man? Can you explain it?
Russian airbag test. All right. I'll put it up. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's call Zolar here on the back line real quick. Let him know we're going to be calling him back
who's
on the front line.
Okay.
Zolar had a crazy event. I'm going to let Zolar explain it, but we're going to have to call him. Hopefully he picks up.
I heard about him throwing a book at president this last weekend.
Something like that. He made sex in front of the president or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he was naked and threw a book at him.
Because books are like kryptonite to a nigga. That's what Chris Rock says. Sorry. Hey, that's not my words, okay? I don't say the N-word. Come on, Zolar. You fucking pogue.
But you said that, though.
Hey, how you doing? Reach my answering service. Please leave your name and number along with a brief message, and I'll be able to get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Thanks for calling.
Record your message after the tone. This is a numeric page. Press 5.
Let's see. He recorded a new version
of it. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Hey, it's Zolar. Zolar, it's Carlito. We're on the air. We know we're going to do that thing that we were talking about, that thing on the thing. So just give me a call back when you get a chance. If you get this, thank you. See, usually calls back. He's hiding. He's hiding out. Apparently something happened where, you know, we were on battle cam once not too long ago.
10 p.m. Eastern.
Why is this
shut the hell up?
I saw that battle cam thing.
We were on battle cam like 2 or 3 months ago anyway. It didn't work out very well. I didn't like it. And Zolar's been on there lately, and he made friends with the founder there. He's like this billionaire. He's been in a few movies or something. I don't know. He's got a lot of money. He's some UK queer guy. And he's the guy that runs it. I don't know. But he had a $1 million prize that he announced whenever. Few weeks ago or something that said if someone could you know get within earshot and eye shot of President Obama and streak naked and say battlecam.com 6 times that they would win $1 million. So Zola was like, all right. Zola was doing a show on there and he had a friend who said that they'd do it. So they got together. The president was in New York, I guess, or Jersey or something like that. And Zolar and Joey Boots from The Stern Show, I think you know who he might be, Tuck, and some of your other listeners.
Yeah.
Joey Boots Boots went out to videotape it, and the guy got naked, and he had battlecam.com on his chest, and he stripped down naked and ran in front of Obama, and he's like, battlecam.com. He did it 6 times, and he got arrested and everything.
Wow.
And, yeah, and Zolar was involved with it. So in the news story, if you look, something that I think that we started on here was calling Zolar Glenn Zolar or Glenn Zolarski, one of the two.
Uh-huh.
The article, it's in the Sun. It's in the Sun, that really shitty UK rag one. But it's
Post the link.
Post the link, dude. Nunu has it. Nunu's the one that found it, and I read it. I didn't believe it until I said that it said Glenn Zolar, and I said, oh, my God. And, yeah.
Yeah.
He used that as his name, Glenn Zolar. So look it up. Find the link. Nunu's got it. Nunu posted it, and I'll share it with the world out there.
For Nunu, somebody, please share it here. I'm in the chat looking for it.
Glenn Zolar forever.
Glenn Zolar forever, yeah. So I talked to Zolar about it yesterday, and he said to give him a call, and if he was around, he'd definitely talk about it on the air, and it'd be kind of cool. But he might be busy. It's kind of late. I did tell him I was going to call him earlier. I was going to do a show originally in the afternoon. And
yeah, who was the poor schlub that got to do it? Who was the poor schlub that got talked into this?
Some dude. I don't know. You get, the article has a picture of him, you know, naked. You can find it. You can find it out there.
That Glenn Zolar, that manipulative asshole.
Glenn Zolar. Glenn Zolar. Wouldn't it be funny, Tuck? I think it'd be funny for Tuck.
Okay.
If that Zolar Devil artwork that he made, that he got so pissed off about when they made a shirt.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That'd be funny if that's what they released out for Glenn Zolar's picture.
Glenn Zolar's picture.
And you'd be so pissed off. Because you were, like, so pissed off when Earth Dog started selling a shirt.
Send that to him and stuff. That would be awesome.
There's a link here that posted here. Let me see if that's it.
Oh man, it's
that.
Him.
Well, they were in the Daily News. Yeah,
so
okay.
I went over there right and checked the Zolar site. He was on there, but guess whose page I found on there?
You found Prankmaster.
Major Chaos.
Yes, Prankmaster's back, everybody. Dude, so what?
Prankmaster.
So what I'm thinking is I've got that super secret audio rip from our Madhouse sourced the arm from back from 4 years ago of Prankmaster admitting that he was a child molester and all that. So we could go on there and spread the love.
Awesome.
All right.
Wasn't there a bunch of guest stars on that?
Prankmaster.
Yes. So this is Prankmaster is one of our nemesis.
What needs to do with evil Prankmaster?
His evil Prankmaster. Yeah, good point. Reclude.
I heard that on the stream recently. And he needs to do that again.
Yeah, totally.
The Reclude Prankmaster.
The Reclude, the gangbang. You know what I'm talking about, Milkman? Remember when we did the gangbang?
Yeah. There were some guest callers in there. If any of our stupid listeners here are picking it up, they might recognize one of them here that appeared earlier in the show.
Okay. I got you. All right, so, we got Prankmaster fights with Carlito.
That,
I'm trying to think. I know
we
have one here.
Reclude called in as Prankmaster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. There was once when he called in because Prankmaster made a call and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna bring a bomb down to the car factory or something."
Yeah, on the road station.
He did do that. That's got him banned.
Banned from the show. I was like, "You're stupid. Why were you gonna say there's a bomb threat? Why are you fucking retarded?" And it's fucking later on, Reclude called in and like parodied it. It was freaking really funny. it was good stuff.
Yeah, it's in the rotation. It was hilarious. Yeah. I forgot all about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me play this. This is Prankmaster versus KDK. Let me just play that. I wonder what this is.
KDK's lunatic friend.
I didn't ruin shit. You ruined your own life when you're molesting kids.
Dude, it was a fucking accident.
I've never accidentally stuck my finger inside somebody.
Shut the fuck up, you fuckling mongoloid. All right, dude.
Yeah,
I'm tired of your fucking shit, dude.
I'm a mongoloid.
You literally pushed me out of a fucking edge. All right.
I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna beat the living
shit out of you. Oh, I would kill you in a heartbeat. No, you wouldn't.
You
think that, dude? I don't care.
Oh, I'm a heartless.
Just literally, you're
that
fucking asshole.
Not only would I kill you, but I would revel in it. I would revel in the opportunity of being able to kill a human being and get away with it.
You that fucking son of a fucked up my life.
No, you fucked up your own life.
Shut the fuck up.
You fucked me over when you fucked me over to become
the
Zolar show.
Shut
you
the
fucked
fuck
me
up.
Over when you're molesting
shut
a child.
Shut the fuck up, asshole. You fucked up my life. You play along with Zolar and you are being the fuck puppet by Lego and Zolar.
I don't need anybody to tell me that you're an idiot and an asshole and I don't like you. I make up my mind mind of my own. I don't like you. I think you're an asshole. I think you're a child sex offender. I think you've proven yourself time and time again to be a hater. Every time you get mad at Zolar and Lego, you attack me. You DOS my site. You bring my site down for 2 hours. It took you fucking 5 hours
have
to take my site down for two. Like, it's really worth your fucking
Frank Measure's so stupid. He doesn't know there's a difference between DOS and, like, you know, denial of service. He's like, I don't have DOS.
I don't know shit about you except that you're a fucking deaf mongoloid who molests children.
Dude, you said you know me. Dude, you said.
No, it's a loser.
Alright,
it's good to see that Lonesome Loser back here. And we'll play the rest of this here. This is good. I don't remember this at all, man. This is funny. He's so angry.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Yeah, this was from one of your shows.
I got this confession here, too, where he goes through the whole story and cries about it and is upset at Zolar and KDK's. Oh,
it's a long call, too. It's like 20 minutes, I think.
So I say we do. I say we make a move. Next time Prankmash is on live, we gotta get our eyes out. And when he's on live, I got
there
a site. I got a page for us already set up there from like 2 months now. I think it's ready to go. We'll go on at the same time and let people see what. Well, let them hear at least.
Comedy and comedy shows and are stupid.
Awesome. Looks like Nunu said he's sent a number.
Nunu said what?
Lou sent a number in Rolodex he was wanking to a minute ago.
Oh, okay.
A man cam number.
All right, cool. Good deal. Yeah, hey, Milkman, set up the Rolodex room or somebody do that. Remember like we had last week. Get Tuck, Nunu in there.
Yeah, I'm right.
Kokanee,
you're
Lonesome.
You know everything about me.
Brendan.
When did I'm telling you right now, I know nothing about you except that you molested children.
You said it before.
Yeah, Lonesome Loser's there right now.
I don't know you from Adam. Adam Erlander, the child sex offender, maybe you know him?
I know your mother, Derek.
My mom's dead. Your mom wishes she was dead after having a child like you. So what was the point of your call tonight?
Answer.
Okay. So what was the point of your call tonight? You haven't hung up yet. That means you still want to talk.
You ruined my life.
I didn't ruin anything, Adam.
Yes, you did.
How did I ruin your life?
Giving everybody my book number.
Bitch, if you're going to pick a fight with me, I fight better. I've been doing this for...
You see, what happened with this, I believe KDK gave... what happened was that... that was Jupe and the kids. You remember the Monkey Phone kids? The white boys.
Oh,
that used
yeah.
to listen, and they found out, they put information together, and they figured out he worked at the Applebee's at the Newark Airport in Jersey. Which I actually, when I was on my way to my honeymoon, I had a layover in Newark, and me and Athena went by it, and Athena's like, is that the Applebee's that Prankmaster used to work at? And we're like, oh shit, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was right outside the gate that we had to go to. It was so epic, and I wanted to take a picture, but I was like, nah, I don't want to take a picture in the airport, because... Yeah, dude, that's one of the places. So, yeah, these two guys, they were 15, 14, 15 at the time. They kept calling over there and telling the whole story about how this guy that you're listening to that's fighting with KDK.
I don't know what he hoped to gain by.
He had this thing that he used to remember, and he did that in the Prankmaster Gangbang, where he started hitting numbers on the phone. That's an attack.
Yeah.
That's the number mash attack. That's a classic retaliation when we prank call people. A lot of old people do that. They'll just start mashing numbers. There's an old lady in the UK that we've pranked on 2 or 3 occasions who gets very scared and nervous and upset.
Yeah.
And she has done that on 2 occasions out of the 3 times we've called her. She just starts hitting numbers really loud on the phone. I forgot. What's her name? Irma? Isn't it? What is it? It's like Irma or something, right? Merle. That's what it is. It's Merle.
Just because it's late, you think it's the end of the world or somebody, you know, something happened there because it's late.
Big Merle. Numbers from Lonesome Losers starting out with a barbecue place in Nebraska, let's call them.
Awesome.
Hello? I'll catch you when you open.
Hey, big guy. How you doing there, buddy?
Two-liter bottle or by the
wow.
You supply the candles, we'll bring the food.
Can you hold, please?
Hold now.
Hello?
Yeah,
I said that hold. I didn't want to hold, and I was just on hold somehow.
What's that?
Like, when you, what did you ask? Did you ask if you wanted me to hold, or did you say I was going to hold?
I said, Ramos Pizza, can you hold, please? And then I put you on hold.
But did you, what did you, you asked me if, can I hold, right?
Yep.
And what was my answer? Do you know what it was?
Nope, sure don't.
Why not?
You want to place an order? Or...
No, yeah, I do. I have an order. I have a large order to make, an expensive order. A lot of good money, a good opportunity for your business.
Can you hold, please? Okay, and what is your phone number?
No, I want to get answers first before I start giving my personal information.
Well,
why didn't you ask for the answer? Like, why ask? Why didn't you say hold, please?
Okay, next time I will. Sorry.
But why didn't you ask? Do you care? Like, what my answer was going to be?
Okay, sir, I got another order that I got to take, so
I'll hold. I can hold. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
What a wiener.
We're called Dimple Records while he's having a fit.
Yeah, over. Join him up. Join the call.
Change from the usual dinner fare. Why not try one of Ramos Pizza's delectable sandwiches?
All right, we're going to call a steakhouse here. Hey, listen, buddy. Do you guys do anything like Filipino?
Like what?
Filipino style.
No, we don't.
Need the pineapple thing?
We do have pineapple.
Okay, so let's make it happen with that. Can you roast that? Do you roast it in slices?
What's that?
Do you roast it in slices?
Roast the pineapple? No.
Why not?
That's,
we put it on a sloppy Joe. Put it on a sloppy Joe.
Steakhouse.
Yeah, this guy is on the phone over here saying he can't put pineapple on it, on the steak. Why?
What are you talking about?
Tell him what you're saying to me, sir.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the guy about the meats. Steakhouse.
Okay, what's the question?
Yeah, Ramos is on the line. He said that you're not supposed to be able to put a pineapple on that dish, right?
On what dish?
Tell him, Ramos.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
You don't put on the burger over there, the steak meats.
The steak Ramos, meat or the hamburger?
Ramos, do you do that or not? Do you put pineapple on the steak meats?
We can, yeah, but we don't do slices.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Why don't you do slices there, steakhouse?
Because this is not a steakhouse. This is a barbecue restaurant or a pizza restaurant.
No, I'm talking to the steakhouse. I was just talking to Shane over there.
Okay, are you asking me why I don't put pineapple on your steak?
All right, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, why don't you put pineapple on your steak? Damn. I'll call Mike about that.
What the hell's the dead when we need him at? The dead.
Yeah, the dead. So
it'll be perfect right in the middle of that.
So Colin says he's going to rape somebody. I'm going to rip the steak.
Call the dead.
The dead's going to rape the steak.
He's passed out by now.
Yeah, he probably is passed out. There's a phone in his asshole. It's on vibrate. Keep calling him. No. No, sir, it was not. And I just hung up on Milkman. Or Milkman, are you there still?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, I thought I did. No, Angry Guy's over there that we talked to. Let's give him a call. It's good to hear some KDK audio before he lost his mind, you know, when he was still a little...
Yeah.
A little normal. When he was
when he was still cool,
yeah. I miss that KDK. I'll be honest with you, he was a good friend, but now, forget it. He's a lost person, man.
It was a lot more fun back in them days.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe we'll come back. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was supposed to make that order over there, and this lady got it all wrong. Again.
Say again?
This crazy woman over there got my order wrong again.
You want to order?
Yeah.
You want to order something to go?
I want to order something to go, and I don't want to pay for it now because you got up the order wrong the last time.
Order wrong last time.
I want discount.
Okay, hold on.
Damn it.
Okay,
shit.
Hold on.
Shit, damn it.
Hello?
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 Yes, sir.
Yes.
Why am I talking to you?
Okay.
No. Put the man back on, please. It's to make an order, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's to make an order.
Hello, who is calling?
This is Chude.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Chude. Oh, my God. These people are fucking killing me now. They used to be normal. Call them back. Hello?
I'm the queen.
Hello?
What's going on with the women over there not talking right on the phone? What's wrong with you people? You're slow? Being stupid on the phone? What's going on? Hello? Oh, sir! They just don't pay attention to us anymore, Milkman. It's not fun with them anymore. You don't have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't know.
I think maybe that might have been like the dead cousin to answer the phone there. Maybe we ought to call the dead and see if he'll translate.
He usually gets really angry. Yeah,
call
the dead back.
People, take that. You son of a bitch.
He goes, fuck you! The guy that we were just talking to, when he gets upset. We're calling the 80s.
You got any angry Arabs or Indians? That's a good one there. We're
calling the cafe. Nunu saying, get the dead to do UK calls. And I want to point out. Nunu also thought it'd be a good idea for a crazy fucker to do UK calls, and that never worked. But we could try it.
Can never get him drawn, but the dad, he'll last for about 2-3 calls.
Nunu's idea is for everyone to do UK calls.
Yeah, that is Nunu's idea.
That's
for everybody.
His default idea.
His default. You'll have to do UK calls. It's so funny, motherfucker. Because I'm from the UK and it's funny.
Hang on. Is that how you talk to now?
I'm from the UK. I'm funny. I don't know. I have no idea. Nunu's
84th Street Cafe.
Hey, it's the cafe. Hey.
Who's this?
I was calling before and no one picked up. What's the matter? You're busy over there, buddy?
We're closed.
Oh, man. Really? What time are you open? You guys open earlier tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you know, let me check on the hours. I'm just the baker. I come in once in a great while and bake a little bit.
You guys got nutmeg there that you use?
Yeah, actually we do.
Hey, can you make a nutmeg cake?
No.
Oh, it gets you fucked up, man. No, I don't mean to talk. No, I just, yeah, it's a psychological thing.
I'll have to try that.
Malcolm X did it in jail. He had a bunch of nutmeg and he was tripping balls.
Holy crap, really?
No, me and my friend. But the nutmeg is expensive if you buy it, so I was going to make you make it.
Oh, I got you. God, nice. Yeah, right.
Can you make a nutmeg cake?
It says they're open. What's that?
Can you think you can make a nutmeg cake?
I've never heard of one. I would have to look it up. I'd have to find out.
When are they open there, big guy?
Open up at 7:30.
But when are you in a bake, or when's the bakery open?
Oh, there's always like, I just do cheesecakes, so.
Oh, hey, man. Nutmeg's a code for something else, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
But I don't have the industrial pans, but it's for a bachelor party.
Okay.
And a bachelorette party. It's a co-bachelor bachelorette party. And it's like, you know, we don't have the means or anything. I don't even, you know, I'm staying in a hotel and it just has a kitchenette. There's no oven.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
And
I
asked about getting an oven and they said that for security, you know, for safety reasons, all I can have is a microwave.
Gotcha.
So, man, I mean, I'll pay you under the table and everything. Stuff like that.
No, I mean, I don't have anything that honestly, I have the stuff here for cheesecakes. I don't think I'd even have everything I'd need for a cake, like buttermilk and and cake flour and stuff like that.
No, so. Bro, I've got all that, man, and I've got the nutmeg, quote unquote, for it.
No, I mean, I feel you, but you I got another eat? Job that I got to go to, and I mean, there's just no way I could do it for you, man.
You never ate that nutmeg?
No, I couldn't help you.
It gives you a full body effect, you know. It lasts really a long
yeah, it
time.
Sounds good, but
that's what we're talking about on the air right now.
Really?
Yeah, man. You're on 98.6 The Mouth.
You're crazy. Good night.
Good night. All right. had a mouth fit. Didn't know what else to do with them. I've come
that was awesome, dude.
I've come to the I come to the conclusion if what I'm going to start doing with my pranks, when they're obviously not going anywhere, instead of like dwelling on them and making them last too long, I'm just going to turn.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going to be flying a plane, and then whenever that happens, I'm just going to fly the plane right into the mountain. Just for the fuck of it. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. There was, I don't know what the name of this, there was this game back in the 90s. It was an arcade game. It was a sit down car. And you could do stick shift or the automatic, and it had like
pole position.
No, later than that, in the 90s.
No, wait a minute.
It had polygons in it. It had like 10 polygons on the screen. It was so advanced. The car was made up of like 5 polygons or something. it was really realistic, and I would. It was 75 cents per play or something, and I would literally get in it just to
turbo?
Have turbo run. But I used to get in it just for the accidents, because whenever you had an accident, you crashed, it would give you an instant replay of it right after, and I would just do it like I had this big loop you could go on, and I get to the top of the loop, and I'd jam on the brake and turn sideways, and I make it fucking like fall down, and it'd be like, it'd show the replay, it was like, dun, 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 dun. You don't remember? And I think we talked about this on the show once. Someone sent a video of it. What game was that? It wasn't Outrun.
Oh, dude.
Was it Outrun USA?
USA?
No.
I don't remember. I think I've seen that one though, dude. I remember talking about it.
It was Super Nintendo had it too. Hang on. Now I gotta find it. Hang on. It was like Hard Racing or something? What the fuck was that? 90s.
All of our techno geeks out there, now's your time. Hard driving, we got here from Grandioso.
Was it Hard Driving?
That's what he said. Outrun USA came from Mikey 129.
No, Outrun USA was something else, I think.
Okay.
This is like 93, 94, I think it was out. Yeah, I think it was Hard Driving. It's Hard Driving.
All you check that. Grandioso gets it.
Gold Star, sir.
All right. Gold Star, the Grandioso. Ding, ding, ding. He plays it tomorrow. Hey, the last minor helper, underground technician just went to the surface, man. It's all over.
Right. I'm playing audio from Hard Driving right now. It was really realistic, like, for its time. It had to be, like, 93, I think, that it came out.
I knew they said Hungry Horse. I thought that was Hungry Hippos, Nunu.
But I would have accidents on purpose, like I'd, you know, just crash into stuff, and I'd always do the replay. It was fun. There was a train in it. I could set it up to jump in front of the train. Good times.
There was a first PlayStation game called Demolition Derby. We'd take and drive that car backwards and just crash over and over and over. Just, I mean, that's all you would do, just go backwards on the track. You can make the game last all night because you're going off.
That's cool. And yeah, they had the time limit. That's cool. Good idea. That's awesome. Yeah, man.
They never made another version of it. I always wish they could do that. You know, we ought to find an emulator on that. I bet it's emulated by now.
What is it for? Genesis?
It was PlayStation 1, and it was called Demolition Derby.
Oh, yeah, there's PlayStation emulators, and there's ROMs out there. Not just ROMs, just ISOs of the CDs and shit out now.
Dude, I met this expert the other day. He does the original arcade, the main. He does work at the main project. He builds the machines and runs them with a computer and uses the original housings and everything.
Wow.
Multi-arcade...
out of Maine. That's what it's called. Multi-arcade machine emulator. That's it. Sorry.
MAME. Is that what you're talking about?
MAME.
Yeah, MAME.
MAME, yeah.
Yeah, I've got that on my Xbox, and I got that on my computer here, on my laptop.
Yeah, I met one of the guys that's big into that, dude. He do.
Oh.
Listen, dude, awesome, man. It looks so cool with this, on a real machine with all the joysticks and the wheels and everything attached to it. It's cool as hell.
Cool. Kick ass, buddy. We're about halfway through the show. That's pretty good, man. I think we're doing pretty strong here.
Yeah.
And we'll keep pushing on forward. Let's play some more Prankmaster audio here while I get the next prank call ready. This is Prankmaster Farts with Carlito. I said farts. I think I meant fights. Thank you.
Are you gay? Do you have nothing better to do?
Him is not much different.
Are you gay?
I'm not old. No, I'm not old.
Do you have nothing better to do?
You can't have to take me. The person who's accusing me of being gay, who sounds like he has a penis in his mouth 24/7, has a lot to say for himself.
Huh. When you that's why you're still stuck on this shitty channel.
Oh, that's not nice to say, man. You're hurting my feelings.
You just fucking call my house.
You're still deaf, okay? You're still deaf. You're still not funny, you're a loser, you're still a pedophile, and your mother picks firms and has a mustache. So what do you have to say about that? Exactly.
Kids. I say, you go ahead and chew that pussy, okay?
Stop it and go to bed.
All right.
You keep doing that because you know why? Enjoy.
You're talented.
On Syndicate. You know that? Lego, Zerba. Maybe even Rev, I don't know yet. They're moving on to bigger and better things. But you,
sure?
Still stuck on this low-life fucking little chair. You only get fucking 30 people. You're not getting anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I got more than
that. You know what?
I've got nine.
All right, my favorite things that Prankmaster gets to say, and I think something that we should do, is pick, and just from our experience with Prankmaster and the way he talks, get him, and we'll at least record first some audio of the worst, the funniest things that we can get him to say. Because Nunu kept getting him to say, apparently kept getting him to say T-Mobile, and he can't say it right. He's like, T-Mobile. So I got your phone for T-Mobile. And Nunu's in there under a different name, and he's like, what's it called? He's like, T-Mobile. It's like, what network is it? I don't understand that one. T-Mobile. He's like saying it like that. I think there's audio of him, like video. I mean, you know, like in his channel or whatever he's got. We might be able to. Apparently, he's on there showing stuff. He keeps getting like samples, free samples.
Long until they kicked off.
Wow. I gotta watch that.
Wow.
I gotta watch that shit. All right. That's funny.
Yeah, there was a soundboard for him for a while. You ought to play the gangbang calls here as we close out the night.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure. Let me load those up in the queue. Actually, we'll be taking a break here pretty soon, a 5-minute break. We'll play it during that. The Prankmaster gangbang.
Awesome.
Well, why do we always end up going back to KDK and Prankmaster on the show all the time?
Oh, dude. Because we got some fun episodes, dude, that need to be brought to life. And for the people that missed some of the original episodes, it's always fun to get a laugh and share with them, even though it's in the past.
Ha, ha, ha. Very good. Very funny. Good point.
Oh!
Ha. Ha. All right, let me let me do a call here real quick. I've got Randy's Grill and Chill. Let's see what's up with them. Brendan sent in a number for the Woodman's 24-hour market, where we've talked to Big Brenda here a few times. Started off asking her if she was black. We found out she was a black. And then kept calling asking if she could tell us how to make collard greens. Coincidentally enough, in real life, tonight I have made collard greens for the first time.
That's synchronicity, bro.
Look at you.
And add some adobo to it right here. Good sponsors of the show. Adobo.com. Everyone be sure to visit there and order your adobo for the holiday season. Makes a great gift. Adobo. Thank you very much for tuning in to Madhouse Radio tonight. Let's do another live call here to the Woodman's 24-hour market. Let's chat it up with Big Brenda. We'll take a break just a moment. I'm going to play some more Jimi Hendrix. Any second now, the Jimi Hendrix is going to start.
Oh, yeah, right now,
there it is.
Congratulations to the what do you call that? Southern California Trojans. I'm so glad they beat the hell out of Michigan. I'm very glad.
Be sure to make note you can use the request a prank form in the front of our in the front of our chat page right there on the left-hand side. Fill in your information, and that comes right to the desktop here instantly, and we'll do your prank call request. Or send them to me in a private message in the chat room. That's madhouselive.com/chat. Or click on the chat room button over at madhouselive.com, our homepage. We, of course, are on cactiradio.com and 98.6 The Mouth tonight, as well as our Ustream channel. A big what's up to everyone watching the video feed over there in Ustream right now. Luckily, this week, it hasn't been disconnecting a lot. It did at the beginning, but not here, so going to have a nice archive there to post immediately tonight, so you can watch this if you miss it. So any friends of yours out there who are not able to catch a live show tonight and you wanted to check it out, watch the front page of madhouselive.com. There'll be a video post within minutes after the show is over. And you can go ahead and grab that. Thank you.
You did miss it.
After a woman.
Yeah, hey, Brenda. Brenda.
Yes.
Hey, Big Brenda, look, you won't believe it. I know we joke around about this and stuff, but I actually made the collard greens today. And it came out pretty good.
Pretty good.
They did, man. Come on, Brenda. Hi, Brenda. We'll talk about my collard greens. Oh, Milkman. I just want to be Big Brenda's friend. I've come on to her several times already, actually, as a matter of fact. Well, I'm on the air, so maybe she's just on guard. You know, she's married. She's told me that before, too. I'm married. But why? You won't talk to me. I'm married.
Not for a woman.
Yeah, they felt good. Those collard greens. They did feel good. Feel good to eat the good collard greens, man. I've had them before. I've never made them. I've had them plenty of times. Milkman, if you ever make it here to Orlando, you should come on vacation, man, one time to Orlando. And we could go. There's a buffet. That's a soul food restaurant buffet, man. They do Afro-American style breakfast buffet, all you can eat, and the lunch is really good, man. And they got collard greens and black-eyed peas and ribs and pulled pork and all that good fucking soul food kind of stuff. Yeah, all you can eat, it's fucking good. That's called Sherry's. It's a nice place.
Sounds good. I want to try that tropical. You talking about that tropical alcohol bone they got down there? That sounded good, too.
Yeah, either that or just Publix, man. Straight up Publix fried chicken.
I know Publix wrong. For sure.
Can't go wrong with Publix, man. Fried chicken, rotisserie chicken, they got it all. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Let's call Hungry Jack's in Australia. It's the name of Burger King's in Australia. This is a Burger King. They call them Hungry Jack's over there in the... In Aussie land. Aussie, oi, oi, oi.
Land of Oz.
The land of sexual convicts.
Yeah. Speaking of sexual convicts, where the hell's life here? I haven't seen him all night.
So, man, seriously, what I'm thinking is, oh, I don't know the country code. You're going to have to translate that into country code, Brendan. We'll take a break in the meantime. But yeah, words. Asshole. Prank Business says asshole. I don't know if you ever noticed that. Asshole. You know how he says it. What else? Called. He says cold. That's really creepy when he does that. What other things does he say? It's going to be funny. We'll get him to say T-Mobile again. T-Mobile.
Yeah. What's the potato chip you always had?
Potato chips? Dingles chips.
Yeah.
Country code 61, prayer RBCP. All right, good. Thank you. That's Melbourne, though. Is it off? Well, the country code's the same. Duh, it's a country. So stupid. Sorry, guys. Kind of slow. Anyway, when we come back, we've got that to call. Lonesome Loser sent in other numbers like Gladius Pizzeria, Randy's Grill and Chill, Vincenzo's Restaurant, and Misty's Restaurant and Lounge. We've got the Lonesome Loser logs kicking over here as well. We might do some conference calls tonight. Still pending to see if Zolar wakes up. We might call in and explain what happened to him. If not, then fuck it. He's an asshole.
There you go.
Yeah. Milkman, what do you got planned for us when we come back? Why don't you tell us what you want to do since you're back on the air, you greasy monkey, you.
Well, I'm going to go in here and stir my juca I got cooking, and I'm going to sample it, and then I'm going to tell everybody what a wonderful recipe we came up with.
Wow.
And I'll email you a whole plateful, dude.
A whole plateful? You're going to scan it out of your ass, you stupid bitch. Do that.
Hey,
oh, yeah, if you're not in the chat room, you better get in there, because Kokanee, our news reporter, our staff news reporter, is putting all kinds of crack links in there as well. Don't miss them.
Cool. And, your requests as well. We'll get to those. Plenty of other numbers here to call. Thanks, everyone who's listening right now. We'll be right back. Please give me, 5 minutes.
Hey, everyone's out of that mine in Chile now.
Everybody what? Oh, they out of the mine in Chile,
yeah,
breaking news.
Miners in Chile. They're finally out just now.
Hey, they're out. Out.
That's the last job from underground. They left the cameras underground,
I
guess.
USA, USA. We did it. We did it, everybody. Go, America. Yeah.
We killed I-29. Yeah.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me.
One of the most mysterious books ever written is the Book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse. This book reveals the future of the world and your part in it. The Book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible, features apocalyptic symbols and secrets.
Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
Setting the record for most consecutive hours without a listener.
Well, ain't that a kick in the head?
98.6.
The mouth.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Let's descend to the depths of Monster Isle. For the first time in history, the order is given to evacuate New York City. Silent canyons of the huge city.
Yo, dilapidated grab is grabbed on a building. We prefer gags and textbooks. Teachers and principals got stuck up.
Alright, everybody, welcome back. Madhouse Radio returns from the break. Here we go. Listening to the Prankmaster Gangbang from 2005. And now I am back.
I remember that night. I was actually trying to call in, but could never get through.
Everybody
All right, everybody, let's continue on with our prank calls. Also wanted to mention that we have now opened the conference line. If you want to join us in conference, please do. Go ahead and write down this information or prepare to copy it down or whatever you want to do. We're going to be opening up the phone line now if you want to join in on the Madhouse conference line. Area code 712-432-6060. Once again, that's 712-432-6060. And be sure to use the PIN. Our conference ID is 417783. Once again, conference ID is 417783. Give that a call in a few minutes. You might hear music if you're there by yourself, but in a few minutes we'll be joining in there and we'll be doing your pranks. Or you're going to be doing pranks with us, I'm saying, rather. Eh? If anybody shows up, that is. And I'll be giving that information out again later in the show, so fear not.
Oh my god, I just got to laugh. I was looking at the chat, Mikey129 posted that. Remember you did that with Corey on the phone that one time?
Yeah, we played that last week, but yeah. That's the Madhouse Prank Bridge number, I'd say. I'm naming it now for the first time.
You still have the alarm system?
What's that?
You still have the alarm system or the megaphone?
Yeah, it's in a box up right above me. I can get it really easily if I have to.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you have to bring those back out. I missed the alarm system. I always had fun with that.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of fun with that. All right, totally. Good point. All right, we're going to call Randy's Grill and Chill. Well, actually, Nunu had an idea. Hang on first. I want to do Nunu's idea. Nunu said we should call about some kind of diet or some kind of special setup to the food over at an Indian place. Call Indian place and explain that I'm on a diet and trying to watch my figure. Order half chicken korma and half vegetable Rogan Josh mixed together. I don't even know what Rogan Josh is, though. Rogan Josh? Is that a dirty word, sir? Is that what you're getting me to say? And then we'll get into Banchud and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about. We got one participant already in the conference room. That's good. Let's go ahead and call in that.
Join the conference room.
Yeah, I got Nunu in there.
All right, I'm joining. We should get Nunu in there doing soundboard shit.
Thank you. Your conference will now begin. For a menu of available commands, press ** at any time during the conference. There are two participants in the conference.
All right. We're in. Participants, who do we got here right now?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Who's here?
Hey.
Yes, who's here?
It's me here, and I don't know who else is here.
Oh, hey, you. How you doing? There's somebody else here. There's two people here.
Hey, me.
Hey, you.
I know.
Yeah, all right, then. Hey, how you doing, buddy? All right, let's do it. What numbers do I have here? Hang on, let's see. Okay, we got a Texas Roadhouse. Let's give them a call here. They're in Arizona. All the good steaks over there, probably.
Thank you for calling Texas Roadhouse. It's Vanessa speaking.
Hey, Big Vanessa, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
That's good. I was just curious about the steaks over there. And how long they're marinated for, and if they're cut precisely for toughness or not.
Oh, okay. Can you just hold for a quick second?
Yeah.
So I can get one of the servers that knows, like, much more about that than me.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
All right, we'll wait on that.
I'm on.
Who's on the line now? We got a new participant. Just came off of mute.
I'm hungry.
All right, thank you. For that.
Thank you for holding. This is Stacy. How can I help you?
Hey, Stacy, I was curious about the marinades that you might be using there or not. You got rubs?
For the kebab?
On the steak meats.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
On the steak meats, you know?
For our marinade?
Yeah. Do you marinate or rub things?
We only marinate the kebab.
Okay, why is that?
Because that's what we marinate.
There was this place I used to go once. I used to marinate the steak even.
You can always get the steak marinated in the kebab sauce.
Uh-huh. But for how long can you marinate the wood for? Let it soak in those juices.
What? Are you trying to get it to go, or are you...
I want it done right. I want to marinate the steak and all the vegetables.
Okay, is it like for when you come in here, or is it...
Yeah, totally.
When what you can do is you can give us a call, like, 2 hours before you want to come in with the steak and the size, and then we can pre-soak it so that way when you get here, it'll be marinated for X amount of time from when you call, so that way it's good and marinated when you eat it.
Yeah, I like that idea. It tastes better. You like the juice?
For our kebab is great. Like I love the marinade that we marinated in, and people do it all the time.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you give us a good 2 hours previous to when you come in, from when you're coming in, we can get that started with the marinade.
Yeah.
So that way, it has that good flavor when you order it.
Can you just sell me some of the juice?
Just sell you the marinade?
Just no, I want some of the juices though. You know, steak juices.
What do you mean? Like, what is our marinade made of?
Like, I used to make kebabs once in a George Foreman grill, and you know how it has that thing so all the juices come out of it?
Uh-huh.
And then I would dip my kebab in that the whole time. And then the stuff that was in the little container.
I honestly don't think that we could be able to do that, though, because we do have, it's an open flame grill.
Oh, there's no drip pan or anything like that there?
No.
Yeah, but you have to clean the skillet off, right? Like the grating.
Right.
Yeah, can I get like some of that, like the, you know, like.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay, thanks. Dude, Jack Masterson, let's bring him back right now. Let me get a Sharpie. Save that call a little bit. Talk about fat, greasy drippings. Yeah. Anybody on mute? Just got taken off of mute. You want to jump in and let yourself be known now? Okay. You sound like Chewbacca.
I have to hit mute.
Okay.
And that's a big fat meat.
This guy's creepy funny.
I have to hit the big fat meat.
Ugh.
Oh, they're in my back.
Happy meat.
That's what you're saying. I do not understand.
Thanks for holding. We appreciate your time and patience. Please.
Oh, patience now, huh?
We'll be back in just a moment.
Like this music. Milkman, are you still on the line? Did I cut you off? No, you're here still. Right? Yes.
Yeah, and that music got me hopping, buddy.
You got you hopping. This is good music to take a shit at. I called Milkman earlier this afternoon. He was taking a shit in the toilet.
Woo! You have to call them hot tater tot.
Thank you for holding. This is not going to help you.
Yeah, I was talking about those drippings and stuff that you got on the meats over there.
What is that? Would you like on your steaks?
The steak, the stuff that you scrape off the grill, you know, the black stuff.
The black stuff?
You know, like the fat and the gristle and stuff like that.
It's not. Well, what it is just pretty much is the seasoning that is burned. That's what the black stuff is.
Yeah, I want to
on the grill.
Mix that with some oil for me, like a gravy.
I can put that on the side if you like.
Yeah, I want a lot of it, though, like...
We don't have that much, though.
Well, can you say, start saving it now, and then in an hour give me what you have?
I can save that for an hour, but it mostly be mixed with water, just so you know.
No, no, don't mix it with water, though, no.
No. What we do, we put water on our grill to clean up the seasoning, to clean up our grills faster. So that's what I'm telling you.
No, but don't use the water, though. Just clean it with oil.
If that's what it is, that's what we have right now.
Clean it with oil for me for like an hour, and I'll give you all the money you want, all the money you need. I'll make it happen for you.
I'll say whatever I have for you. So just let us know what you like. And
American cheese. I want a piece of bread. I want bread. Two buns.
Let me hear somebody that you go to. Hold on.
Man, fuck me.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely...
Now you know the secret recipe for Jack Black gravy.
New mentioning that Milkman does two-hour shits. Very good point. Mikey129 pointing out the Madhouse lore we're listening to now, a gristle sandwich, which is a piece of American cheese in between two pieces of bread, and the scrapings off the grill when you're done with it. That is a gristle sandwich. Put on an Italian bread and dripped with drippings. Oh, that sounds good, though. I'm gonna eat that. Four 4-4-1-7-7 called the dead. All right, you got it, talk. 4-4-1-7-10-4. We got a German restaurant called the Zurkate. Zurkate. Thank you for your patience tonight. Listening to Madhouse Radio. We're currently on hold with Steakhouse, where we're talking about eating the drippings and gristle off the grill when you're done cooking. When they done cooking the steak, I want to make a sandwich of that. We'll be explaining that to them in just a short while. If you have a better place you think we should be calling right now, send me the request to Madhouse Radio on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Or MSN Messenger users can send me their requests at madhouse@live.com. Thank you. Of course, our conference line is open also. If you're interested in doing a prank call, let me know. Call in. The number's posted in our chat room right now. I'll be giving it out in just a moment. I'm going to write that down if you're interested in calling in. Let me know. Send me a message, and myself or one of the staff will guide you through calling in. We got about an hour left of show here. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com, subscribe to the podcast over there, and listen to prank calls. Ryan might be terminating this call here pretty soon.
Thanks for holding. We appreciate your time and patience. Please stay on the line. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mother said please. I guess I'll wait.
Dude, I think
it's God gave us the bomb.
Hey, Big Vanessa, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So I wanted to order a gristle sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
Gristle.
A gristle sandwich? Like just a hamburger?
No, he said that I could go ahead and order that I was talking to you about. You remember what we were talking about?
No, but... Sorry, I'm a different girl, but I'll write it down.
So you make a sandwich with, it's a piece of a yellow American cheese, and you fold the bread down the half, and you add the scrapings from the grill when you make the steak meat.
Okay, so you want the hamburger meat with the scrapings?
Yeah.
And then you want American cheese on there?
Uh-huh, and mayonnaise.
And mayonnaise.
Yeah, do you have any hot sauce or adobo?
Yeah, I got wing sauce.
You got adobo?
No.
Oh. I don't want any wing sauce, though.
Okay.
That's, no.
And how do you want the burger itself cooked?
Raw. Rare. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Medium okay?
Yeah, we got rules over there.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
The health code.
Stupid.
Okay, so, and it'll come with fries. Does that work?
Yeah, so then also olive oil.
Olive oil. You know what? I'm not sure if we have some, but I'll double check.
Do you have oil there?
Yeah, we have oil.
How about oil and emulsify it?
And do what?
Emulsify it.
What is that?
That's when you mix it with flour and cook it low temperature for a little while.
you want the oil mixed with the flour.
Yeah, and then you emulsify it for about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
This is Cross.
Cross. Okay, I'm going to double check with my manager and see if we could do this for you, because this is a lot of...
Okay, yeah, no problem. I was just talking to some man over there, but okay. All right.
Can I have your number to call you? Can I have your number?
Do I have to hold, or are you going to call me?
No. I'll write it down.
Okay, it's, let me see here. It's 702.
Okay. Thank you, Cross, and we'll hit you. We'll call you back.
All right, hit me back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, work.
Bye.
All right, big girl. She's going to hit me back, everybody. Hey. Hear that, milkman?
Yeah,
man.
Guaranteed quality in 10 minutes or less. Black, gold, green. Yeah.
Sure. That's cool. That's how you do it. Girls are into the gristle sandwich eaters, man. Well, you admit it. A lot of you would eat a gristle sandwich just the way I described it right now with your collard greens.
Did your dad make it into the conference yet?
Let me see here. Let me open the conference again here in front of Mary. Dad, you in here? Is that you, Dad? Hello, conference room.
No, he's not here.
Oh. What's up, man? How you doing, Tuck?
You know how it is.
I do.
Looking at naked pictures on the internet.
Naked pictures. Hell yeah, man. That TBLOP.
Get out of here.
Ugh. Hey, you want to do a prank?
Like what?
Happy Meat. Should do a Happy Meat. Yeah, to a steakhouse. Nothing wrong with Happy Meat.
What's that?
Funny.
What's that?
I don't know. That's what we call and ask for. And there's another caller who just got taken off of mute. Who is this? Someone's peeing. That's nice.
Yeah, listening to us.
Someone's listening to us peeing. That's awesome. Nice warm spray. It's so refreshing sounding. That sounds so relieving.
Internet.
Hungry Jacks in Brisbane. We haven't called them yet. We were supposed to give them a call. Let's give them a call.
Brisbane. I'm hungry.
You gotta do just that. That's creepy. I like it. Hungry Jacks. Hungry Jacks.
Show your dick.
What's that?
What are you talking about? What's that? Stop being silly. Hey, we can call Cuba on this phone machine here that I got now.
Oh, wow. How is this cut through?
Take it away, Tuck. Hunger Jacks.
Embargoes.
Are you finally done? You're speaking.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry, Jack. I'm hungry. Little hungry, Jack. All over my body. Hungry, Jack. I'm hungry. A hungry, Jack. All over my body.
We lost the patient. All right. Interesting.
All right.
Hungry Jack.
Well, that's what he told me to do. That's all that guy does. That's all my character does.
All right, let's call a German restaurant here. Feel free to jump in at any time. Tuck, I will take the lead here. Milkman, you should do a prank call, too. Milkman, we need to get Milkman to call the UK. I know that's the big idea from Nunu. We need to get Milkman to
call
the
UK. That's a great, big, grand idea.
Yeah.
That would change the world. That one great idea that would change the world.
Yep.
At a German restaurant, how may I help you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm all right.
That's good. What was wondering about the kielbasa or the marinade that you guys used there at all?
The marinade?
You use like a brine.
nothing,
Did the sausages make some kind of drippings?
I guess, yeah.
Can I get some of that?
Tonight?
Yeah.
We're closed right now.
What about tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, you gonna be there?
Yep.
All right, so the sausages make drippings, right, when you cook them?
Sure.
Do you save those up? Can you save them up?
Yeah.
And then mix it with some flour?
With some what?
Like flour.
Flour?
Yeah.
Why?
Just to make it thicker. I'm gonna thicken it up a little bit.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's like a gravy that I like to make with drippings. Do you caramelize onions there at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mix that in there with some mushrooms, caramelized mushrooms, and that, and onions.
Cool.
I mean, you know, and then you can dip stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like bread.
That's making me hungry.
Yeah.
I like it. It's making me hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. The meat. The whole meat making me hungry. Big ol' meat all over my body. Making me hungry.
Somebody's calling from Skype, I know that much.
Someone's gonna sleep good tonight, huh? Nice full belly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a nice full belly.
Me on my belly. All over my butt.
I like my men with a nice full belly. This guy you're listening
to. Yo, kidding.
This guy on the phone with me, he's got a nice big full belly.
That wasn't me.
That guy.
I didn't say that.
Alright, brother. Alright, so then I want you to turn around, open the oven, and take a big shit in the oven. And leave it turned on for like 2 hours, okay? And just turn it up to like 420 degrees, all right?
And show your meat.
All right, buddy.
I think I'll pass on that.
All right, well, think about it, man. Don't knock until you try it, buddy, all right? All right, whiskey head. See you.
My buddy.
Dropped him already. That was the fucking, I don't know what it was. Last week's show is one where I told everyone to take a shit in the oven. And we also learned that the phrase "cocks taste good."
Oh yeah,
it's a long story.
I wish that repeat.
Estonian. Estonian, yeah. This one here got uploaded by our good friend RBCP. He submitted Twitter complaints. If you remember, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that guy.
It's some guy, some fuck that's dead now. Anyway, listen to this. Who's the guy that masturbates in front of? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak with Melissa, please?
Just a moment.
Thank you, sir. Is that Trevor?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm on the phone, so I can hear it.
And you be quiet.
Hello?
Melissa.
Uh-huh.
Larson DeGromolo, how you doing? Calling from Dell. I understand that you had a bad experience with Dell and wanted to see if we could extend an offer, possibly make that experience any better.
It is 11 o'clock at night.
I understand, but we just got your update now. I got a level 3 alert here about a problem with your customer service experience with Dell, so I wanted to give you a call and let you know
what we have. It's 11 o'clock at night. We're in the Eastern time zone, and we got up at 5:30.
Yeah, but I'm in Cupertino, California.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to let you go because...
No. Do you like laptops?
I'm in bed for an hour. Yeah.
Let's talk a deal. Come on. What did you get from Apple? And I'll match the deal. And I'll get you a better... I'll get you one of Inspiron 1545. Inspiron number, model number
1545. Okay, I'm
going to
go back to bed now.
It has Intel Pentium dual core inside. It's a...
There you go. That's the one I was like... That one was all right. Could you hear that talking, Milkman? Did I get that set up right? Were you able to hear that?
Yeah, dude, that's awesome, man.
All right, cool. I'm glad you could hear it. Excellent. All right, and then the one that I really want to play here is this one here. Further, moving on with the same issues. This one here is the Papa John's, the crazy Puerto Rican lady. I don't think you heard this one, Milkman. You're going to hear this for the first time. Don't go anywhere.
Cool.
We're going to play this prank, and we'll do some more live ones here in just a moment.
I'm gonna take a shot at our adobo as we listen.
It's gonna play. Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. May I speak with Mark, please?
Oh, Mark won't be here anymore.
No, who's this? This is Mark's family?
Yes.
Did you know about the pizza he got that was bad?
What?
Do you know about the pizza that he got that was bad?
Pizza?
He got a pizza and it was bad, he said. A pizza. Pizza machine.
Oh, I don't know.
No, he's complaining about the pizza that we sold him. I'm from Papa John's.
I don't know because he don't live here. He live in another house.
But does you still talk to him a lot?
Yeah, when did he complain about that?
Do you talk to him every day? Because I want you to give him a message for me.
Oh, okay. Maybe I give him a call.
Okay, can you connect him now? Can you three-way call him? Because I want this taken care of right now.
Okay.
He's got some kind of
problem. No, I cannot connect because I don't know the phone number in the house. I don't know his cell phone, but I don't think he wants you to get the cell phone.
Well, I mean, what do you like? What kind of pizza do you like? You want some coupons or something? What's with you people? Huh? You looking for free stuff?
Well, I'm not the one who ordered the pizza. It's my son.
But he's got some kind of problem with my pizza, and I want him to tell me what it is. I'll give you free pizza to make you people shut up, because you're all looking for free pizza and stuff. I saw this on the news where you people from like other countries, they don't speak English good.
You know what? Huh? You know what? You don't have to speak like that because we always buy a pizza. Last night I buy pizza from Pizza Hut, but we need to complain if it is good or not. Well, you don't have to speak like that, you know? We can always pay our pizza. You know, we don't need a free pizza. You know what I mean?
What?
Because if they complain, maybe it's not good because maybe they always buy pizza there, you know?
What?
But you don't have to speak like that we want a free pizza, you know?
Where do you get pizza from Pizza Hut instead of Papa John's? Why?
Because I live in another house. I'm the mother. And I have a visitor yesterday, and then they want a Pizza Hut. But my son is living in the other house. They have their own house. Mm-hmm. So they order the pizza from you guys because they like their Domino's pizza.
No.
But even that.
Papa John's is where
Papa John's
for.
Pizza. Because I don't know about that because maybe that's their brand. Because in my house, I eat Pizza Hut.
Why do you people buy so much?
You know what I mean? But you don't have to say that, you know, we want a free pizza because we have money to pay.
You want a free pizza? I can do that.
No, I'm not talking about that pizza because I don't know, you know, what's your problem with my son, okay?
Why do you eat so much?
But you don't have to speak.
Why do
you don't have to speak like me like that, okay?
You need to calm down, Missy. Why do people eat so much pizza anyway? What's with that? You know what happens with that? You get coronary disease. You have heart attacks. And then you put money on our system in the United States health system and people who don't even know, you know, aren't from here and messing it up. You understand?
You know what?
Huh?
I don't know about anything about the pizza that they order. So you don't have to speak like that to me, you know?
Do you have diabetes? Uh-huh. You have diabetes, right?
Me?
Yes.
I don't have a diabetes.
Oh, you're lying. I know you. I could tell you do right now on the phone. You're a diabetes woman.
You know what? Where is your pizza? And I go there. And then, you know, you can call my doctor if I have a diabetes.
Papa John's, come down. And tomorrow, bring your papers. And I want to talk to your doctor because you have diabetes, I'm pretty sure. I'm certain you do.
You want a bit? You want a bit? Bid me $1,000.
You want $1,000? You know, that's what this is about?
No, talking about, you know, because you're talking about, I have a diabetes, and I want to prove it to you. So if you, you know,
and
you want a bit about $1,000 because I prove it to you that I don't have a diabetes, okay?
And you want $1,000 because, what, you have to pay the rent? You don't have money for the rent?
You know what? I have four houses. And I don't need, but you know, you're very sarcastic, you know? I don't want to deal with that.
Well, you said $1,000. Do you want me to write you a check?
You know, because you're the one telling me that I have a diabetes when it's not true. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because if you want to prove it, you know, you want to be with me to prove that I don't have a diabetes, okay?
Okay.
You're the one who started it, that I have diabetes.
You
told me that I'm lying. You don't even, you know, see my face. Where is your office? And I go there right now.
It's
where
not
is your branch?
It's not an office. It's a Papa John's. There's only one Papa John's.
I know.
John's
where
here.
Is the Papa John's address? And I go there, you know?
The local Papa John's. That's all you,
you
need.
You know, you are talking to me. I don't even know where the Papa John's is because I don't buy a Papa John's there, okay?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry if it was a mistake. I'm sorry.
You know, because my son is the one who, you know, who ordered the pizza. They like your pizza.
Your son is
and
a...
you know you speak like that. You know, how can you tell people your pizza if you... You know, your customer, you speak like that.
Your son
that's
is...
That's not the right for fruit, you know?
Your son is a piece of trash, I think is what it is. Do you...
They order your pizza there, and they like your pizza.
Don't talk bad about my pizza. I have good pizza, better than what you have, and you eat so much pizza.
You know what I'm
like
doing?
So...
You know what I'm saying? Maybe my kids, they like your brand of pizza. Mm. But me, you know? You know... I don't eat pizza that much. I just have a visitor, and then happened that my visitor, they like the pizza hot, so they want the pizza. But I don't know about my son, because he like your pizza. So you don't have to talk to me about that. You know what I mean?
I know, but...
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm
but
sorry.
You really, you're not, but you're really rude. I'm, you know, I'm a
no.
good person, you know?
No, I'm sorry.
But
I'm sorry.
Because you talk like that, my son, they order your pizza all the time. It's their business because they like your pizza.
Oh.
But you don't have to talk to me like that.
No, you're
you know?
Right. I'm not supposed to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, you make me mad because, you know, you see that you want a good pizza. We want a free pizza.
Uh-huh.
You can buy pizza anytime you have money.
You can buy
you
pizza,
know,
any,
need a free pizza
anywhere you want to get pizza from, you can get pizza from, right? There's no rules. It's a free country.
I know that.
It doesn't matter that you're not... It doesn't
maybe
matter that
like
you don't,
your pizza.
It doesn't matter that you don't have papers or anything. You know that you're not you're here. You know with undocumented worker. That's fine. You can still order pizza wherever you want, right?
What do you mean by I'm an undocumented worker.
Well, if you were,
I'm not. I work in General Atomics. It's a government.
Oh, you have your papers.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's
I've been
good.
Here since 1977, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm already old. I'm 61 years old right now.
Oh, do you see?
I arrived here in 1977. You don't tell me that I'm documented. I've been citizen for a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My
I'm
husband
sorry.
Is a retired in the military, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Do you supersize?
You know?
Do you supersize?
No, I'm only size 10.
But, I mean, do you supersize when you go to McDonald's? Do you supersize the meal?
No, I don't buy, I don't eat in McDonald's.
We eat pizza, though.
I have I eat pizza once in a while. Maybe every other month. I don't eat junk food because I have a high cholesterol. And
oh, you see? Too much pizza, you get high cholesterol. That's the problem. And then look what happens.
Because we are Filipino.
Oh,
we
that's
eat our food, you know.
Oh, you like pineapple?
Yeah.
I like to. I had a Filipino girl. And I used to kiss her all over her body all the time. She's
what
like,
is your name anyway?
Garson.
Garson.
Huh?
Garson the Brahmin.
Are you the owner there?
Uh huh.
Are you the owner?
Yeah, I'm the owner.
Yeah, because maybe I can file a complaint because I read what you say to
no,
me.
No, but it's just me. We're talking like friends, you and me. It's no complaint.
Oh, no, because, you know, my husband is, you know, is hearing your what you say to me.
Oh, has he got a problem? Because
he recalled it because, you know, you're very rude, okay?
Well, I'm certified in self-defense.
Yeah, maybe we're going to file a complaint on you, you know.
Well, are you coming to my store? I'm going to write you up. I'm going to give you a complaint to my manager.
Yeah.
My boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Because, you know, because my son is the one ordered it, and then you talk to me that way, you know what I mean?
Okay. Hey,
that's not good.
Do you clean do you do laundry also when you come to the house to clean, or do you just clean the house? No, she hung up. Okay.
All right. There you go.
Hope you enjoyed that. That's from a few weeks ago. That's Twitter complainer regarding Papa John's. Number
7. I have 3 houses. Last Casa de Curitos.
House of little asses. Julitos.
My son has a knee disorder.
Wow. The
Best of Art Bell? Really? Best of Art Bell now via Winamp. Interesting. Time for UK calls.
I've got the links to two other streams here I can post.
I start calling the UK, starting with Pete, Big Peter over here. We're going to be wrapping up the show here in about 30 to 40 minutes. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a good show so far.
The big, great idea. Call UK. It will change the world.
It will change the prank call world. Because, you know, we...
Big ideas.
We copied it from Katie K, you know. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hi, is this Peter, or can I speak with Peter? Is this Mrs. Peter?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Cross. Calling
who?
This is Cross. I'm calling with the 5:24 a.m. wake up call.
I think you got the wrong number.
No, I'm Peter Rayner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have you down here for a 5:30 a.m. wake-up call.
Well, I don't know where you got that from, because he's not even here.
Well, he signed up for a 5:30 a.m. wake-up call. Is he maybe staying in a hotel? And he's so stupid that he put down the wrong number, you think, maybe?
I don't know.
You think he's...
Okay.
You know he's that stupid? Wasting my time? Because we charge for this, I hope you know. There's going to be a charge.
Well, I shouldn't be. As I say, I don't know who's given you this number and who told you that, because we never use such a thing.
Well, Peter Rayner requested a 5:30 a.m. wake-up call this morning through the computer machine. And if he doesn't...
He doesn't even use the computer.
No, through the automated telephone computer machine. He put in the numbers and said authorize, and he put down this is his phone number, so... If he's not there to collect the call, then we're going to be forced to have to keep the deposit and put the charge through for a no call, no show on his behalf. And I hope
somebody else has done it then, because he definitely hasn't.
Well, where is he now?
He's at work.
Well, he's not supposed to be at work yet. He's supposed to be attending to this phone call that he's scheduled to wake him up and get him up so he can get ready for work. So maybe,
well, he's already at work. He works at night, so he wouldn't be here.
Maybe
he's at night. He does not night work, so.
I have reason to believe maybe he's sleeping with another woman, and there's a big confusion here.
No, I don't think so.
No, he's staying in a hotel with another woman, and that's what the confusion.
No, he isn't. He's definitely at work.
How would you know?
Because I do know.
No, I think it says here that he's supposed to be waking up to, you know, fornicate. With a woman, and obviously it's not you.
No, I think somebody's flying about.
No, I think someone here is taking the piss out of me, is what it is.
No, I think they're taking it out of me, just wake me up at night. And
these people are a bunch of horses' asses that work for this company.
I don't even know what company you are.
International Business Telephone Machines.
Wow, I don't know anything about that.
You never heard of International Business Telephone
Machine? No, never heard of it.
Yeah, well, we make computer machines and telephone machine calls.
He signed up here for
the weather report, the joke of the day. I can give that to you now, and if I don't, then there's going to be a charge coming through on the phone bill.
Well, as you say, I don't understand, no.
Well, either you accept the joke of the day and the weather report, or, like I said, there's going to be a bad phone bill charge coming through on your next phone bill. From the phone ministry of the United Kingdom.
No, sorry, I don't understand.
The Royal Telephone Machine Company, you know what I'm talking about? RTPC?
No.
Well, that's how you get your telephone services through the RTPC of the UK.
Well, I certainly don't understand, any rate, as I say, and I certainly don't even know how to use a computer.
Well, I don't understand. Maybe someone out there is impersonating him. Maybe this is a big conspiracy.
That's what I'm saying. I think somebody is, because they definitely don't, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? And prisons are full of men who say that they're innocent. Okay? Whatever.
No,
it's like the three biggest lies is that you've got the wrong Peter is the first one. Number two, the check's in the mail. Number three, I'm only going to put the head in. The three biggest lies in the world.
Sorry. I think it's wrong somewhere. Somebody else is using this.
Well, what if I only put the head in then?
Got no idea.
Well, would it bother? Like, you can't It won't affect anything, right? If I just put in just the head? Hello, sir? Sir? Lost a patient. We're only putting in the head here tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning into Madhouse.
Oh, that was a good one, boy. She just loves the hermanito.
More wake-up calls to the UK. Arthur coming up right now.
I was just looking up the exchange rate.
Right.
£7 is just about $10.
£7 is $10.
Wow. £7 a minute for the wake-up calls.
$10 a minute for the wake-up calls, so £7 a minute? Okay, got it. Sounds good. $10 a minute. £7, I got it. Got to remember that. £7 a minute. From the RTPC, Royal Telephone Phone Machine. What is it? RTMC. Royal Telephone Machine. What was I saying? I already forgot. Royal Telephone
World
Machine.
Telephone Machine. Yeah. International Telephone Machine.
International Business Telephone Machines.
Okay. Yes.
Because IBM is International Business Machines. So I thought that's really funny. International Business Machines.
IBTM.
That's IBM. Yeah, now we're using
IBTM.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is
hello?
Hello, stupid. This is Cross calling from IBTM.
Well, it's a fine time to be ringing.
Yes.
It's very important.
Am I speaking with Arthur, please?
Pardon?
Am I speaking with old man Arthur, please?
No.
Okay, great. I'm calling with your 5:30 a.m. wake-up call. And your weather report for the day. Are you awake, sir?
I would not be to call, thank you.
I'm calling from International Business Telephone Machines. I think he's having a heart attack over there. God, you hear the poor guy?
No, no.
Jesus.
No.
Yeah, maybe, I think it was Jeez. He was in the middle of having sex, I think.
I was wondering, we have the weather, too.
Yeah. He's having sex right now. Oh, sir?
Hello?
Yes, hi. We got the weather report. Go ahead, Tuck. Take it away.
Hi. Wednesday, 82 degrees. Thursday, 70 degrees, a low of 43. Friday, 74 degrees, low 41, sunny. Saturday, 70 degrees, 38, sunny. Sunday, partly sunny. 76 degrees, 44 is your low. And Monday is partly sunny, 80 degrees, and 49 is your low.
And that's the weather report. That's just to keep in mind, that's £7 per minute for the weather report. Do you want to schedule your wake-up call for tomorrow, sir? He just hung up. All right, now we got to ask him. Let's ask him when to schedule his wake-up call tomorrow. That's £7 a minute.
I was just reading my weather here.
That was good. But they are centigrade there, I think.
Oh, okay.
So you just told them the world's going to
boil over there in the UK.
It's going to boil over there tomorrow or freeze, one of the two.
Yeah, you're going
to
die.
We pretty much just told them it's going to be a nuclear fire all day for the next few weeks. He's in the middle of it. Yeah. He just went to his basement. Oh, my Lord, the Yankees have done it finally. All right, folks. All right. We got Andrew now. Let's see if we can wake him up.
I think they would do it.
Hello? Hello? Oh, dear. I thought y'all went out.
Pardon?
Yes, hello. I wanted to make sure that I speak with Andrew or Andrew's spouse, please.
Who are you?
This is Cross. I'm calling from International Business Telephone Machines, a spin-off of Real Telephone.
Yeah, it's 5:36 in the morning.
Yeah, this is your 5:35 a.m. wake-up call. I'm sorry I came through a minute later. The system is a little delayed this morning.
We haven't ordered a wake-up call. What kind of nutter are you?
You ordered it through text phone machine. We're at £7 a minute.
We ordered nothing.
Well, it's running now. You get your weather report of the day and a wake-up call. All right, let's call her back. Don't call an app on us. This is
our... Dear.
How dare she? How dare she?
Call right back, damn it. Say what? Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Hello, sir. Hello, la. All right, nothing there. They picked up and it said nothing, those bastards. Okay, let's call Marie instead.
Nothing!
Nothing.
That's exactly what I said.
What kind of a nut are you? That was classic.
A nutter. Are you a nutter? Yeah, I like to nut. Milkman likes to nut. I like to nut. I get a girl like to nut. I'm gonna nut with the girl. I'm gonna nut.
Hello?
Hey, Marie. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. This is your 5:35 a.m. wake-up call. Are you awake?
I didn't put a call in.
Yeah, you put in a request to International Business Telephone Machines for a wake-up call and the weather report.
No, I did not.
It's
wrong number.
It's £7 a minute for Marie Callahan and your weather report from Tuck. Take it away, Tuck.
Hi. This is your four-day forecast. Thursday, sunny, 70 degrees. Your low is 43. Friday, sunny again, 74, low, 41. Saturday, 70 degrees, 38 degrees is your low. Is she still there?
Madam, are you there?
Sunny.
No, she's gone.
Sunday.
She's gone. Okay. She heard the first 2 days of it. All right, cool.
And it was a fireball from hell coming at her, and she freaked out.
Wow. Wow, so is it really in the 40s over there where you live? That'd be awesome. It'd be nice and cool. I'd go outside and smoke cigars.
Yeah. The low is.
Smoke
70s right now.
Hey, Tuck, you got to get some of that synthetic K2 pot, man. I'm telling you. It's some good shit.
What?
Muck Sticky should start smoking it. I'm here, Muck Sticky. I'm here to say I like rap music in a major way.
you need to be playing that, yeah.
That's my favorite Mark Sticky song. Hello, how you doing? This is your 5:36 a.m. wake-up call.
Wrong number.
No. Wait a minute now. I'm sucking a call in Britain. You put in a request for a 5:30 a.m. wake-up call.
Very important.
Very important. And that call's gone. All right. We got a call in here also, another call in. And we're caught up with lonesome loser numbers. Let's go ahead and clear the previous number. Call him. Well, shit.
Hello?
Yes, this is Colin. Colin Blaney.
Hello?
Yes, this is Colin Blaney.
Yes, speaking.
Good morning, Clawney. Good morning, ma'am. This is your 5:37 a.m. wake-up call. Hopefully, you're nice and awake now and ready to take in the day. Would you like to reschedule your next wake-up call for tomorrow at the same time, £7 a minute?
No, thank you.
Okay, can you please hit the star key now to decline the next call? Or it's going to call automatically at a fee of £7 for the first minute? Hello?
Very vital that you do so.
We advise that you do hit the code, sir. And the caller dropped. Oh, fuck. All
right. Okay.
That was retarded.
That was so thrilling. Oh, my God. Mama say I should reconsider law school. That means I wear a suit and bend the truth and feel awful.
Hell nah, got a degree, but what that cost you? You make a good salary just to pay Sally Mae. That's real as ever. Ducking bill collectors like Jehovah's Witness when they showed up at your door at Christmas. Was broke as dishes, trying to let it go. Hit the club, she dropping low, lower than my credit score. Account overdraft, what I got is debit for. So much debt, it got me drinking, thinking, bitch, I better blow. I better blow. These hoes ain't checking for no nigga with no vehicle. You border like Mexico. Hey, baby girl, what it look like? Hey, where your head at? Hey, what you cook like? She say, where your bread at? Or what your whip like? You ain't got one or the other. Well, brother, good night. Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Look, I'm about to blow up.
Fuck you, bitch. Motherfucker.
All right, everybody. I think we're starting to wind down the show. I think it's about that time. Running out of numbers here, and I'm getting a little tired. It's 12:40 a.m. I think it's late enough. I think we've done good enough here. Thank you, everyone, here for listening.
You say, hey, you were running out of show, and I'm hoping let's have a big old chuckle.
Yeah. Excuse me. Milkman, you know what to do. Take us out of here, sir, if you don't mind.
All right, buddy. Hey, really, really, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, all our friends over there at Cacti Network, all our friends right here at 98.6 The Mouth. Thank you so much for coming on. I'd like to thank Mr. Chuck Chuck Chud, SugarMike.com, Mr. Kokini, Mr. Grishnav, thank you so much, and Mr. Sir Nunu, that's right, our lonesome loser, our numbers hitman. My gosh, what will we do without him, the man, the one, the number, the only. Thank you so much for all your help. What would we do without you? I'd like to thank some of our other friends that stopped by. Baz, Echo13E13, Jelly Beans, welcome back. MST3 Clan, Mikey129, Shana Lorcal, Lowell Watts, Face Bison and Wasted. And a big shout out to The Dead for bringing in the early part of the show. Very good. And Prank Master, please, we miss you. We want you to call back in and join the show. We've got some special episodes coming up planned just for you, Prank Master, wherever you are. I know you're out there on that big blue wrap floating around listening.
I'll miss you.
That's a good one. Uncle Colby. Thanks to Hey the Dead. Don't forget the dead, Milkman. The Dead. Did you thank him already?
And The Dead, our special guest, ringing in the early show. The Dead. Thank you so much. Bad Dead, if you're out there listening, we love you too. I hope the incense does not burn a hole in your Levi's.
Right.
Also, you, our special, special friends, there are listeners. Every week we do this for you for no price at all to you whatsoever. The most interactive, funny call show, comedy show, radio on the internet. That's right, you guys. MadHouseLive.com. Do not miss out our podcast, our Twitter feed, our Facebook feed. You name it. We're on YouTube, we're everywhere that you could possibly go. Our fearless leader, the Generalissimo, heading up every week with his salutations to the Puerto Rican, Caribbean, Floridian, Mickey Mouse comedy show. Thank you so much, and Generalissimo, we love you. Over to you, big guy.
Yeah, man, this is the Mickey Mouse show.
Everyone, be sure to visit MadHouseLive.com, and of course, Tuck's website is TuckerMike.com. He draws pictures of big boobies. He's got his Revolut Tuck show on occasionally.
Okay.
And occasionally,
whenever I can do it. Haven't been able to do it lately, sorry everybody, but I'll come up this weekend. Come on, who knows?
Well, bring it on. All right, everybody, we'll be back next week. MadHouseLive.com is the site. And, of course, the phone show is on Tuesday nights, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to check that out. It's been a good time. Thank you, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
Alright, yeah, I'm gonna get on out of here.
Fuck up.
Y'all right out there? Oh, yeah, so, you know, we just came through to check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying, us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here. Feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Hit me.